Matthew. And Jesus is beginning by saying, you cannot serve two masters. You will love one or hate the other. You are devoted to one or despise the other. And then he makes it very clear what he's talking about. You cannot serve God and money. And then he goes on to say, I tell you, therefore, do not be anxious about your life, what you'll eat, or what you'll drink, nor about your body, or what you'll put on. Do not be anxious about anything. Wow. I mean, seriously, has he lived in this world? Does he understand what we are going through? And he tells us not to be anxious? This is crazy talk. I mean, well, at least it seems like it from a human perspective. I mean, we look at the news today. We look at our bank accounts and our 401ks and everything else. And we're going, how in the world can I not be anxious? Everything seems to be going chaos-wise. And nothing seems to be working out. And let's face it, in reality, how much of our lives is spent being anxious about our money? I mean, if Jesus has hit a sore point in our lives, it's definitely this one. When you think about it, all the anxieties, or 90% of the anxieties in your life, are about money. About having not quite enough to take care of what we think we need. Therein lies the operative word. What we think we need. But it's not just about what we think we need, it's about why we think we're getting what we get. Why is it that we can be confident that we have food and clothing? Is it because, well, I've got a job, and therefore I'm getting a paycheck, and therefore I can pay for these things? Well, that's our first thought. But it's not God's thought. God's thought is, how can I be sure that I'm getting food and clothing? Because God loves me. Because God has given me good and gracious things. Because God is a good and gracious God, and he promises to take care of me. Therefore, I do not need to be worried about what I'm going to eat or what I'm going to wear. Because God has promised that I am his child, and any good father takes care of his children. Now, that doesn't mean I need to sit back and say, okay, God, give me what I need. He's given me tasks to do. He's given me a job to do. He has given me a mind to use and hands to use as well. But these two are gifts from God. No matter where, what job you do, the ability to do that job is based upon the gifts that God has given you to do them. That too is a gift of God for which we need to rejoice. We are called throughout this whole time to be focused upon the will of God and understand that that will is good and gracious, and it is directed to us as his dear children. He wants us to cry out to him as dear children ask their dear father, trusting that he loves us. So part of that is, and he goes on to here when he talks about this, actually Galatians talks about this, that the one who has taught the word must share in all good things with the one who teaches the word. See, all the New Testament and the Old Testament and the Gospel are all focused about our trust in God. Galatians talks about walking in the Spirit. If we live by the Spirit, we should walk in the Spirit. So I'm connecting that to the Gospel. If we live by the Spirit, by God's good grace, in which he has made us his children, in baptism, if we are then spiritual beings, then let us walk as spiritual beings. And if we are spiritual beings, that means we are children of God. Let us walk as children of God, trusting him to take care of us. We trust him to forgive our sins, do we not? We trust him to give us life everlasting. We trust him that in the time of death, he will be with us. And we do not need to be afraid. Therefore, if we can trust him in all of these things, why do we not also trust him in of our money. In Galatians, it talks about paying for the one who brings the good news to you. So you're supposed to pay me to make sure that I can live on the preaching of the gospel. That is part of what the Galatians say. And thank God you guys do. And I really appreciate that. So thank you very much. It's a wonderful, gracious thing. But God, the tithe is not all about making sure that I get paid. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not telling you guys, make sure you send your tithe so I get a good pay raise this year. That's not what we're talking about here. We give a tithe to God as a means of expressing our faith and trust that He will provide. So much so that we can give away a tenth of it without even thinking about it, because God will provide. We don't need to hoard our money and focus upon how He's going to take care of me. We're to use the gifts, our time, our talents, and our treasure for others, to serve one another, to help them carry their burden, because they are anxious, because they don't understand how good and gracious our God is. We can trust Him to take care of us, so therefore we can be generous with others around us and be more concerned for their well-being than for ours. Because they don't know they have a loving Father who takes care of them. We do. So we give generously. We take care of our neighbors. We bear each other's burdens so that we might share in the goodness of the grace of God. See, we don't give money because we have to. We don't do good works because we have to. We do them all because we have been given everything by God. And because we have all things in Christ, and because He gives more than we could possibly even ask for, we then go and serve others, and do good works, and give our tithes to the church and the mission to other places, so that others might know the extreme generosity of our God towards His people. Now, does that mean we're not going to suffer famine and war and other trials and tribulations in this world? No, that's another thing we need to remember. There are going to be times when things get tight, and there are problems. And in some places in the world, it's going to be getting extremely tight. And I heard recently, our inflation rate is something like 8% or something like that here. And then I read an article that in Turkey, the inflation rate is 80%. Now suddenly I'm thanking God for the 8%, not the 80%. It's all in perspective. But regardless of what happens, even if we face famine, even if we are not given all that we need in this life, even if all of that happens, and we face starvation, we still know and can act in confidence that God is good and gracious. And that's the key. If we are spiritual, then we should walk in the Spirit. That means we do not focus only on the here and the now, only on what we see with our own eyes and what we experience with our own emotions. See, we are spiritual beings. We know that the blessings of God go far beyond the here and the now. In fact, the blessings that we receive here in this world pale in comparison to the blessings that we will receive when He comes again, or when we meet Him, when we die. See, we are spiritual, and we understand that this world is not the end all and be all of existence. We know that there is a greater world waiting for us with Christ. And therefore, we can suffer the injustices of this world, because we know our Heavenly Father loves us, and He will take us to be with Him. So even if in this moment of this life, we do not receive all that we need,
And we know that we are still receiving the grace and mercy of God. Because we only suffer here for a little while. Just a little while. This is an eye blink of time compared to what it will be with Christ. Compared to what we will live with Christ. This is but a mere breath. Here today and gone tomorrow. Why do we need to be worried? Even though we may suffer some things. Do not be anxious about tomorrow.
Today is enough trouble of its own.
Well, what do we do with that trouble? Call upon the Lord in every trouble. Pray. Praise. And be of thanks is how Luther responds. When we face trouble, we pray. Yes, God help me in this circumstance. Please give me what I need. Please protect me and guard me and all this. We pray. But do we praise? Do we give thanks? We are spiritual beings. We understand that there is more to this life than the day-to-day grind that we see before us. We know that there is an eternal world that is waiting. We know that we are eternal beings. And so therefore we are not concerned, or let's just put it this way, we are not anxious about what happens today or tomorrow. Because we know God will take care of us. To the point of, even if we die, yet shall we live. So don't be anxious. God has you. You are His. You are in the palm of His hand. And no one can snatch you away from that. Or anything. Famine, heartache, trial, tribulation, sickness, illness, death, whatever may come, nothing and no one can snatch you out of His hand. You are His. And He is with you always to the very end of the age. So do not be anxious, but trust in the grace and mercy and love of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May that grace, mercy, and love be and abide with you always. Now